Thank you, J-Rod. Thank you, everybody, for being of service at this fabulous meeting. My name is Janice Ospitz, and I am an alcoholic. I am so honored to be here. What a nice greased wheel meeting. I want to welcome everyone counting days. I just want to tell you, my heart is so full for you, and you're with a great group here. So please keep coming back. I'll tell you, my sobriety date is May 11th, 1997. I just recently turned 29, but let me tell you, I have the same amount of time as you do at 4 days today because I haven't picked up a drink. So I am so thrilled to be here. I want to thank Sharon. I want to thank Amy. And I honestly want to thank all of you for being of maximum service to this meeting. That's what this is all about. You know, I'm a liar, cheat, and thief, and a little bit of a ho-ho-ho when I drink. So let me just let you know. If you're coming back, or you're coming in for the first time, or you're coming back again and again and again, that's my story. I kept coming back. I didn't get sober my first time, my second time, my third time, my fourth time, but Alcoholics Anonymous is honestly, we do not shoot our wounded. It's the only place that actually welcomed me back. So I'm 63 years old. I got sober when I was 35. I started drinking when I was about 11. You know, I have all kinds of drinking stories, but I'll qualify a little bit and then tell you what I do today and what's different about my life. You know, I was a liar before and a cheat and a thief before I even picked up a drink. I really truly believe that I was born alcoholic, you know, and my mother, up until she was 90 years old, she would wear a full face to bed of lipstick and makeup, and she said, "Honey, you never know." I learned how to be, you know, to look good. I just never knew, and I never felt comfortable in my skin as a young girl. But when I drink, honey, I'm all that in a bag of chips, and you are lucky to be with me. And that is my alcoholism. My perception changed about you, about me, and alcohol made me feel like I fit in my skin. That started pretty early. I'm a drunk driver. I'm a drunk bike rider. I'm a drunk walker in public. I go to jail. I get hogtied by the cops. I'm the kind of girl that has a really bad potty mouth. I will not say any of that in Alcoholics Anonymous. But, you know, I offer, you know, personal breathalyzers to the officers that are male. And I, you know, proceed to tell the female officers off and I go to jail. That started at 21. I got another one at 24. I got another one at 31. And let me tell you something. I understand incomprehensible demoralization because I lived it in and out of Alcoholics Anonymous for about 15 years. You know, and I've had different kinds of sobriety. This sobriety is the one that I've been doing things differently, and I'll get to that in just a minute, newcomers. But if you are new, I wonder if you relate to having dry briety. I had some dry briety in another sobriety where I was sober, but I was not working with a sponsor, and I wasn't working these beautiful traditions and beautiful steps in Alcoholics Anonymous, and I was my own God. And I never, ever, ever shut the door on that. I have a very good reference manual of incomprehensible demoralization, not drinking. You know, and like I said, I never hurt anybody in those drunk drivings, but let me tell you something. What I mean by that, I hurt everyone. My family. Lower companions told me to go away. You know, 6 o'clock in the morning at the bar, they were like, "Oh God, here she comes." That's the kind of alcoholic that I am. I'm the kind of girl that wakes up pregnant, not sure how that happened. You know, and I can tell you these really, really deep truths because I no longer live that way. May 11th, 1997. This was, I had 3.5 years of sobriety and living dry. I still lie by omission. I had an affair with my boss who was married. Those are not esteemable actions. They don't build self-esteem and they creep up on you, and lying by omission and not being accountable. I went to jail sober because I broke the law from those drunk drivings. I was on probation. And I'm like, you don't have to explain to me incomprehensible demoralization and the mental part of this disease if you're new. Just because I'm not drinking doesn't mean my disease is not kicking. It's kicking and it's ready and it's always ready. And one side is always saying, pick up a drink. And the other side is saying, don't pick up, don't, and not living with the God is very painful. And of course, I drink and I did that over and over and over again. So I do really want to welcome you if you're back. I want to welcome you home. I know a lot of people that got sober their first meeting. So if anyone's counting days that are here for their first time, I want you to know you never have to drink again one little day at a time. Because I know a lot of my friends and my family in AA have done so. I wouldn't shut the door on my incomprehensible demoralization and all of my mistakes in my life because they're my greatest assets today. To help be of maximum service to the alcoholic who still suffers and sponsoring. I have a sponsor. My sponsor's name is Pat Yo. I have a sobriety date. It's May 11th, 1997. And I have a home group, which is the Pacific Group here in West Los Angeles, California. That is my home group. That has been my home group. That is the place that has saved my life. May 11th, 1997, one more time. I'll tell you what happened for me, my bottom. 1995, my father was diagnosed with a horrific cancer. I lost my job in aerospace for drinking on the job several times. I lost my home one more time. You know what I'm saying? I'm the kind of girl that could clean it up for a while and then it would get worse. Clean it up again and it would get worse. Clean it up again, it would get worse. And there's one thing about Alcoholics Anonymous that I always knew. I never fully put both feet in. I always intuitively knew it works for you, but not for me. Well, it takes some action. And so May 11th, 1997 is when I got into the House of Hope in San Pedro for women. Let me tell you, ladies, not my childhood dream. I had no friendly direction. I had nowhere. When I had, I said my father was diagnosed with that horrific cancer. That did not get me sober. Cunning, baffling, powerful. You didn't have to explain it to me. I drank for 2 more years around the clock, Papa Vodka. I made it all about me. And I'm the kind of girl that wakes up in places that no woman should be at with people I should not be with. And I got into the House of Hope in San Pedro for women. And there were 25 of us living in this little home. And we came from all walks of life. And it was not, once again, it was not my first attempt, my second attempt. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It takes what it takes. I'm so grateful that I have a sobriety date that is May 11th, 1997. I love it and I want to keep it. I'm so grateful that I have a home group, that is a place where I see the same people and have been seeing the same people. One day at a time. I'm so grateful that I have strong sponsorship, the thing that I took for granted well before this sobriety. I respect it so much. My home group. So here's what happened. My first year of sobriety, I was in the House of Hope. Well, actually, the first 6 months. And I'm so grateful for my God shots. I've had a lot of them. Everything leading up to May 11th, 1997 are God shots. Drunk drivings are God shots. Drunk walking in public are God shots. All the incomprehensible demoralization is my path. I can't tell you how many people I've been able to help with this crazy story, and I continue to put my phone number out and let everybody know. Give me a call. I answer my phone around the clock. You are my people. You are my brothers. You are my sisters. You are my people. You are my tribe. And what happened for me is my first few months of sobriety, I wasn't quite doing everything my sponsor had asked me to do. Like she said, no dating. You came in with no relationship because you have nothing to offer. Huh, tall order on that one. And I said, oh, it was more like, yes, I will do that. And I stunted my growth my first year. And I, got involved, and my sponsor, I've had a lot of God shots. I had to learn that taking direction means taking the whole direction, not just the pieces that I think apply to me. And, I want to tell you what happened for my first year. I was in this very structured environment, and then I was exposed to the Pacific group. And my sponsor said, the men don't want anything you have. And I'm like, you sure? She was absolutely right. The men pushed me to the women. And I was like really intimidated by that at first because I'm used to my own kind of way. But it was exactly what this alcoholic needed. Now, I planted a seed there, did it my way for a little bit, got fired from my sponsor for dating a beacon boy around the corner in San Pedro. And it stunted my growth, but I did not drink. The other thing that I'd like to make a highlight on is in that first 10 months of my sobriety, my father had been very sick. I told you, my mother and father, sister and brother wanted nothing to do with me, but as long as I wasn't drinking, I could be part of the family. And I'll tell you, at 10 months of sobriety, I got to spend 10 months of sobriety. My father saw me sober and he passed away. But before he passed away, I'm so grateful that I was sober. I would have made that about me. I'm so grateful he saw me sober. I made him a promise and I said, Dad, they say I'm supposed to do this for myself. I've been trying to do it for 15 years in and out for everybody else, but you're my backup plan. And I promised him, and I'm still promising him one day at a time. And at that point, when I lost my father, it was horrific and I was not ready for that. And but it wasn't about me. In the seemingly awful, something magical happened. I turned myself into the Pacific group and I started doing what we all do. I was stopped being so unique and so special and so different. That's one thing about a home group, a very structured home group, that I just started following the herd. And my home group is things like this. I got me a sponsor and I started taking direction to the T because, Janice will half measure it and half measures don't work for this alcoholic. Every time I half measure it, I pick up a big tab and I learned slowly, one day at a time, to shut up and listen. Now, I'm not telling anybody else to shut up and listen, but I've had strong sponsorship to say, shut up and listen. You don't know what you're talking about. And that's worked really well for me. Where to the point of, here's how it goes for me. My sponsors say, you call me every day at the same time. And if you don't call on time, don't call. That's a tall order, but I said, okay, whatever you say. I started getting accountable to a sponsor. The other thing is that we have seven meetings and they're all very structured in the Pacific group. And she said, you'll get to the meetings early. You'll stay late. You'll go to coffee. You'll call three women a day. I balked at that. And she goes, okay, you'll call six women a day. And you don't cry on those six women. You're of service to those six women. And you'll report to me tomorrow who you've called. And that started me on a journey of being of service. I used to think I needed to get it all before I could give it away. What I learned is that I can give it away before I ever get anything because I'm such a taker. that I had to learn from all my alcoholism of losing all of the skills and all of the learning things and all of the beautiful things that my parents and my family gave me. Boy, I'll tell you, I lost it all to alcohol. And slowly but surely, one little action at a time, one little thoughtful thought of you at a time, one little steppy poo at a time, one little meeting at a time, one little commitment at a time. I learned to not be a taker in Alcoholics Anonymous, but to be of maximum service in every meeting rather than I'll sit in the back and I'll let you do all the work and then I'll leave early. I learned very quickly that that is not what my home group does. And I joined in, jumped in, and started doing what we're all doing. Now, the other thing that I did is when I'm calling those six women a day, like Pam and Mary and Megan and Michaela and Alicia and Sharon, I'm calling you and I'm saying, how can I make your day better? What can I do for you? And you know, the other thing that I learned how to do was to listen. You know, our alcoholic minds are like, oh my God, I'm thinking about me. What am I thinking about? Oh my God, what do you think about me? You like, do I have anything in my teeth? Is my butt too big? What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? Do you like me? Do you like me? That's my alcoholism. And I had to slow that down by action and thinking of you. And this all still works the same today. It's all the same. And the other things were those calls when I went to a meeting. Let me tell you, I'd go to a meeting and maybe somebody didn't call me back, but they came up to me and said, "You made my day by your message. You because I took 5 minutes out of my crazy brain to think of you." And that's how I trained myself to start thinking of others. Then I got to the meeting and my sponsor said, "You throw up on me in the morning and you go be of service. You get to the meeting, you shake everybody's hand. You go be of service. You don't go, woe with me, wah, 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 poor me, let me tell you about my life." No. I have a sponsor to do that with. Now, I started making friends on commitments. You know, in the Pacific group, we have this meeting on Wednesday nights that started at 7:30 back in the day when I got sober, and I'd get there at 5:30 and did a commitment for 2 hours and had a commitment for 2 hours before the meeting, and then after the meeting, we went to coffee. That's how you find fast friends. Fast friends. These are my friends are still my friends from these little tiny things that we did in Alcoholics Anonymous that I continue to do. The steps. Where'd my timer go? Where'd my timer go, Sharon? 2 minutes. Thank you, Emily. I don't want to go over. The other thing. Oh, there you are, Lawrence. Thank you. Working the steps in order with the sponsor, 1 through 12, not the way I think they need to be worked, is a miraculous, miraculous opening of, oh my God, I don't know, you know, I finally learned what I was missing, that, you know, 4 and 5 was a little too invasive. Actually, 4 and 5 is why I never stayed sober. And, you know, the thing is, as I worked the steps 1 through 12 with a sponsor and a sponsor's direction in order more than once. And I have the honor and privilege, and I'm telling you, the privilege of taking other beautiful, sober, dignified women with through this miraculous book and the traditions and the steps. And it's like, I don't have children, I have babies in AA. And I feel so lucky and so blessed and so honored. And the other thing I want to tell you, I learned how to suit up, show up, take the actions, the feelings will follow. Sometimes the feelings follow very slowly, extremely slowly. But if I'm consistent, they follow. Like I was taught, even if you aren't sure who your God is, get on your knees and pray. Thank God for keeping you clean and sober at night. Thank God for keeping you clean and sober. Take the actions, the feelings will follow. Through step work, I created a God of my own understanding. Through each and every one of you, I see God because I'm now very aware. I see God in everything. I see my God. I've made it very personal to myself. And what I've been able to also do is be of maximum service to my family and to my friends and to my home group and everywhere I go in AA. I love my home group, but I love AA everywhere. Everywhere. Every I love Zoom. I got to, that mama of mine, I promised my father I would also take care of my mama. And I got to take care of my mama until she passed away. And I was of maximum service to my mama. I have 3 seconds. Time's up. I will let you know that that's a beautiful song. Let me just let you know, my husband and I are both members of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we have this little life that we love. And we just, as long as it's about you and not about me, I'm having a great day. I love you all. Thank you for having me.